Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sue Wilcox, certified angel coach and creator of The Lavender Door. I'm so glad to have you listening to tonight, and glad for all of you that may be downloading and listening in the future. So tonight's episode, I just wanted to talk a little bit more on creating some sacred space. So it's a really important topic, and so just wanted to put a little more thoughts out there for you all. And then we're going to talk about manifesting and the power that you have in manifesting. So first of all, I want to share what I do in creating my sacred space when I prepare to do my radio program, or when I prepare to do a reading or coaching for my clients. So I have a home office all set up. First thing I do is I come in and I light my candle. Tonight I have 3 white candles lit, and I always choose an incense that just kind of fits my mood or might fit the tone for the topic. And tonight I chose a frankincense and myrrh incense. I feel those are 2 high spiritual vibration incense. And right now I feel like I'm needing all the high vibrations that I can get. So that's what I've got going. This weekend I made me, instead of a fairy garden, I made my own little, kind of a little goddess garden. I got just a round, it's probably like a 13 or 14 inch plastic pot bottom, like the bottom of a pot that you would plant a flower in. And I just decorated it with a bunch of moss, different colors of moss. I threw in some feathers in there. I have stones. I have a beautiful lotus votive candle holder that I've put on top. And then I have a figure of the goddess, a goddess symbol figurine that was given to me at a Awaken Your Goddess workshop a few weeks ago. And then on top of this, I have some of my favorite crystals that I've put there. I'm just lighting the candle in this little round space and touching and feeling the stones that I've put there. Helps me to shift from the mundane 9-to-5 work and traffic commute, you know, that kind of an energy, to one that makes me feel, you know, more relaxed, more centered, and just makes it easier for me to connect with the divine. The divine is always around me. It's just that I get so busy in my day-to-day life and that 9-to-5 job that I am so focused on the work that needs to get done throughout the day that I sometimes don't leave myself open enough to pick up some of those spiritual messages that my guides and angels and loved ones are sending out to me. So having a sacred space helps me to unwind and just reconnect with my inner self, with my higher self, and with the protective angels and guides that are around me to help me. Before I got started tonight, while I had a few minutes, I pulled a few cards from a few of my decks, and it's really interesting how I can see already how they're going to come into play with the topics that I'm going to discuss today. The reason that I chose to do chose to speak tonight on manifesting and using your manifesting powers for good is I had lunch with one of my very dearest friends, Signa, last Friday. And Signet and I have been friends for, 20 something, almost 30 years. And she is just one of those beautiful, beautiful women that, it doesn't matter how long you go between seeing each other. As soon as you see each other, it's like you haven't been apart, and you pick up right where you left off, and you can share anything and talk about anything with. And I value her opinions and her thoughts and her advice. And she is also a very highly intuitive person. And I believe that the angels speak to her as well. And so I value her advice to me. So we were talking, and she asked how I had been doing. And since she's one of my closest friends, I trust her. So I told her honestly that I'm just feeling really overwhelmed. I feel like I have a lot on my plate. I'm not sure what direction I'm going in, and just kind of feeling a lot of stress. But with some, some other personal details and stuff. And she reminded me, she said, "Sue, you are one of the most powerful persons that I know when it comes to manifesting. And you can use your manifesting abilities to change things in your life. You can do it." She's like, "I've seen you do this in the past, and you can do this. You're very powerful at manifesting." And it's funny how you know some of these things yourself, but it takes hearing it from somebody that you love and value and trust their opinion to come right out and tell it to you, for it to really sink in. Because I know I can manifest. I know I've manifested things in the past, but it didn't occur to me as I sit in this space that I'm in and looking at my life situation, and I'm thinking, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And when you're in the middle of that funk, you don't always see all of the options. Someone from the outside looking in to give you some perspective. So I want to thank Cygnus for encouraging me to tap back into my manifesting abilities. I really do believe that we all have the power to manifest. It's, just attracting into your life the things that you want, as well as attracting into your life the things that you don't want. I read a really great quote. It went along with one of the cards that I pulled tonight, which was the goddess Mary Magdalene. She's the goddess of she's unconditional love. She's love yourself, others, and every situation, no matter what the outward appearance may be. And as part of this description, it says, "Where you dwell in consciousness is where you truly dwell. If you're dwelling in sadness, and you're dwelling in pain, and you're dwelling in confusion, and your thoughts are continually about that pain and confusion and turmoil and fear, that those thoughts create energy, and the energy goes out into the universe and attracts to you the very thing that you're thinking. And so if I'm thinking the negative thoughts, the universe doesn't know to tell the difference between my wants and what I don't want. It just knows that I'm thinking about something, so it must be what I want. So the universe wants to provide that for me, whatever I'm thinking about. And so I just get more of the same, more of the same negative, more of the same pain, more of the same confusion, more of the same turmoil. And so one of the things that we really need to do when we're in that situation and we want to start manifesting more happiness, or we want to manifest more money, or we want to manifest more love in our life, is we need to clear that space where all of that negative energy and all of the disbeliefs in your power to be happy, we need to clear those blocks and get rid of those so that we can open up a space for the things that we do want to bring into our life. Another message that Mary Magdalene brings to us in this discussion tonight, as I have pulled her for this purpose, is that she says, "I'm not what most people think, yet to defend myself would be to sink to a lower level than I feel comfortable with. I am one with the divine, just as you are, and it is here that I choose to reside. And I feel a connection with that as well. I'm not what most people think, and neither are any of you. And, you know, you don't need to lower yourself or lower your standards to define or defend who you are to anybody else. Choose to do your work from a level of higher consciousness. That's where the most good and the best good can be done. So continue to focus your thoughts on good things that you can find in people and to rise above all appearances otherwise." So I feel like that's a very good message from Mary Magdalene in our beginning to manifest the things that we want. Have unconditional love for yourself. Know that you deserve it. You deserve happiness. You deserve health. You deserve abundance. Love yourself, others, and every situation, no matter what the outward appearance may be. So, and another card that was pulled was a card from, let's see, what deck is this one? It's pulled from several decks. This is the Magical Unicorns deck from Doreen Virtue. And this card is creative. So you're at the point where you know you want to manifest something different in your life. Things aren't going right, or they're not going in the direction you want them to go, or you have no idea what you want to manifest. You just know that you want to manifest something better. So take a step back. Spend some time being creative. Draw, paint, think, and act in creative ways. Doing things in the same way every time puts you into a rut. And ruts are major causes of stress and tired feelings. And it just, you know, goes downhill from there. So think outside of the box. Do things that spark your imagination. One of the things that I do when I get home, if I'm feeling stressed or overwhelmed, is, you know, I dive into my craft boxes. I make the fairy gardens. I play with my crystals. I paint. I do crafts with my children or my grandchildren. Maybe your creativity is dancing or singing or dressing up in costume or writing stories. Or taking pictures, just whatever it is, you know, find some time to just spend in creativity. You let your right brain just take over and set the left side of your brain off to the side for a while. And then after you've spent some time in that solitude of creativity, then you can come back to focusing on what it is that you desire to manifest. So from my fairy deck, Healing with the Fairies, the fairy message, actually I pulled two cards, and the fairy message, they told me to share with you, to kick up your heels. You know, we get so busy in life that we just we go to work and we come home, and we go to work and we come home, and we deal with the kids, and we deal with the spouses, and we deal with the bills, and we wait for time to present itself for us to sit back and relax. Well, you know, the fairies don't just sit back and relax. They create things. They create the time. They create the fun. So find a time to create either some fun that you can have with a close friend or close friends, or some time for yourself so that you can do some self-nurturing. But it's very important to take that time out for yourself. That'll help you to get more clarity also on what it is that you're wanting to manifest in your life. And the fourth card that I pulled from the fairies was to follow your dreams. You know, sometimes it really is difficult to know what you really want. It's like, I know that I have all of this magic within me. I know I have all of this potential within me. The hardest part for me is narrowing it down to exactly what I want, to being able to put into words what I want or what I desire to manifest. You know, if you keep waiting for that time to present itself so that you can sit back and relax and focus on this, it's never going to come. You need to create your schedule, and you need to set your priorities. You need to write a list of priorities that you want in your life, and write them down in ink so that you'll spend the time that you need to engage in those activities. And it's not important what you specifically do during those times. What's important is that you invest the time and energy in doing them, in doing the things that make you happy and fulfilled. So those are some of the tips that, or advice that we've gotten from Spirit today. And if I go back to manifesting, you know, we manifest on a subconscious level all the time. Like I said earlier, you know, what you think about, you bring about. If I'm thinking about waking up in the morning and knowing, you know, it's been habit every morning I wake up and I'm in pain. And every morning I, for those of you that don't know, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, so I have a difficult time waking up in the morning. But and it's become habit for me to I wake up in pain. And so now I anticipate that that's how my mornings are going to be. And I need to change that thinking. I need to clear that old programming from my mind. And I need to let that go, release it. And then I need, you know, get a clear understanding of what I want to manifest in the morning. Now, this is just my example, and you can twist it and change it to however it will work for you. But for me, my next step would be to clear that negative morning feeling and to change it in a way that I can believe it and feel it. And so I need to sit back in meditation and visualize myself waking up in the morning and visualize and feel when I wake up that I'm feeling good and that I'm feeling energized and that I feel alert and alive and that I feel eager for the day to start and that I feel like I can tackle my commute with no problem. I can tackle my tasks at work with no problem. You need to really get clear on the visualization part of it. When you do your meditation and your visualization, try to use as many senses as you can. Your touch. So how is it going to feel when you're feeling great? Your smell. Are there going to be different smells that are going to help you? Hearing. What am I going to hear in the morning? the sight? What am I going to see? Am I going to see the sunshine waking me up? Is it going to be the sunrise that I want to greet my day to? Try to hit on every energy sense that you can. And spend every day sitting in the feeling of what it is that you desire. And then the next step for that, you know, after you've spent your time in the morning or whenever you can find that, you scheduled that time to sit with your meditation and visualizing your desires, then the next step is to chill, you know, just sit back. Let the manifestation process work. Let the universe work for you. You may go throughout the day, you know, maybe the next day you wake up and you know, you're not feeling the exact way you wanted to feel when you started yesterday. But if you have a negative thought, just say to yourself, cancel clear, and move on and replace that with a positive thought or a positive affirmation throughout your day. Anytime something negative pops up, just cancel clear. Just say that in your mind, cancel clear, and replace it with something positive. So if I wake up in the morning and my ankle joints are hurting, I feel like hurting, I'm just going to say cancel clear. And in my really quickly in my mind, I'm going to visualize, you know, how it felt when I could just jump out of bed and there were no problems there. So just take some chill time, allow the universe to work for you. And, you know, the next step is to just know that the universe has your back. Spirit, the universe, God, your higher self, however you call it, wants you to be happy, wants you to experience joy and bliss and abundance, happiness. They want you to be able to vibrate at the higher energies. They, you know, when you're in the know, you no longer vibrate energy of fear or disbelief. You just know. And as your disbelief goes away, your wanting is replaced by knowing. So getting into the know happens naturally. Just keep it up. Stay committed. Stay committed to happiness and work on the process. And know that you can do it. You can create positive, happy, good things just as easily as you have created some of the more negative things in your life. And be committed. Be committed. Be precise. Focus on your true intentions. Experience the commitment and conviction that you have it. And affirmations work really great too. Like I said, stating it out loud. You want to think it and voice it and write it and feel it. I could go on and on, but just as the more senses that you can incorporate into this manifestation process, the better. It helps the universe have a better understanding of what it is that you're trying to draw to yourself. And it helps it to bring that to you. And another step is to being appreciative and being grateful for what you already have in your life and for the things and blessings that are going to come into your life. Give thanks every day for manifestations that have already taken place and for manifestations that are about to happen. And I have no doubt that you will be very successful in doing this process. So once again, I feel like I just want to touch base and say, you know, it's important to create your sacred space. It helps your subconscious shift or your conscious shift from the day-to-day mundane things that we all have to think about. We're all living in this mundane material world, and we need to shift that focus to one a higher consciousness, a higher spirituality, so that you can connect with spirit and you can receive those messages that from God and from the angels to help you along your path. And if you ever have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me, Sue@thelavenderdoor.net, or you can reach